Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time to talk a little Clemson football on the show, Tolos, on this Tolo Tuesday. I know it's already freaking dark outside, but appreciate all of you riding home with me tonight. Going to get back to the Hub City Spartanburgers text line in just a few minutes. But we go to the phone lines for the third time today, where we welcome in Will Vandervoort of the Clemson Insider. Will, how the heck are you, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic. Look, let's get into a lot in this very segment. We have a couple of pieces from you guys over at the Clemson Insider to get into. But first, let's start with what Dabo Swinney said today. What was your biggest takeaway from the weekly presser earlier today with Dabo Swinney?
Obviously Coach Sweeney's kind of been – you know, saying that a lot of it's on him and the season so far, and that he's got to do a better job and be better than what he's been so far. I think there was a part where, he said he sucked at one point in the press conference, and that kind of stood out to me a little bit. Again, another thing that stood out was the fact that Coach Sweeney was very adamant about the officiating from the other day. And Coach Sweeney said what we've all been wanting to say, I think, because I've been saying it for years, like the officials need to be held accountable. And it's good to hear a coach, again, kind of stand up and keep saying it again, despite being fined already by the conference.
Right.
And he knows he's going to get fined again. But he's sticking to it. And I think he's correct that it's time that these officials, they get paid. Now, look, they're not making what the coaches are making or what the players are making, if you will. But they're making pretty good money to officiate a game on a Saturday afternoon when they're officiating big-time college football. They're not making pennies out there. So I think it's time, if you're going to pay them, it's time to start putting it's starting to hold them, those guys accountable in the public eye, too.
Yeah.
You know, the coaches are held accountable. Players are held accountable. But the officials can miss a call like the other day, and I know some people, and the call that they missed was the fact that they hadn't called anything all day. And then the guy calls the call that's a penalty, and he calls the wrong penalty. If he was going to call a penalty on Clemson, and this is Coach Sweeney's argument, should have called holding at the top of the route. And that's where A.J. Terrell's holding. Now, that's a different penalty. That's a 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down, but a 5-yard penalty. The ball moves to the 13. 13 yards is a whole lot better than 3. That's the first mistake in it. The second mistake in it, he says that, you know, he calls the penalty because, you know, there was a pass interference there. Well, he's right. There was a pass interference, but it's clearly on the offensive guy. So, again, if you do call anything at this point, in my opinion, you call Clemson's A.J. Terrell for holding. You call the Duke wide receiver for offensive PI. Offsetting penalties, you replay the down. That's how I would have handled it. But then another mistake nobody's brought up was the fact the penalty, they call for pass interference on the defense outside the end zone, and they mark the ball at the 3-yard line. Mm. Why? It's at the 18. Anything inside the 20 is half the distance to the goal. It should have been, the ball should have been spotted at the 9-yard line, not at the 3-yard line, which is where it was put. So another mistake. So 3 mistakes on that one play by one official. And I think that's where you got it. And then they huddled to get it right, and they still got everything wrong.
Yeah.
That's another thing. And so I think that kind of stood out to me. And I'm glad Coach Sweeney, personally, I'm glad he's sticking it to the referees and that these guys are being held accountable and are making the ACC hold them accountable, even if he says he's going to have to send them a whole bunch of rolls of pennies in the future.
Yeah. Talking to Will Vandervoort of the Clemson Insider, a lot to get into when it comes to the state of the program. two pieces on y'all's website that I want to touch on. And I guess we have to go to Sunday's piece before we get into last night's piece from Jason Priester. But you, Sunday, published an article that I retweeted at the Cole Bryson, Will, and it was basically talking about some tension in the building, that there was going to be some change on the horizon, and that there also was going to be some change that surprised some folks. Before we get into the piece that Jason wrote, just touching on that, what can you tell us in terms of unpacking what that means for Clemson this offseason?
Well, it means just what it says. There's going to be some changes in the in the football, with the football building. Now, what exactly is going to be changed? I'll hold some of that close to the vest. There's some information we do know upon that, what those changes might be. But there will be some major changes within that building. There is some tension in the building. I think that's no surprise to nobody. I would think nobody's surprised that there's going to be some changes. I do know that Coach Sweeney is in a situation where he knows he has to make some changes. I think, you know, he's going to sit down with Graham Neff when the season's over, and they're going to discuss these things and what they want to do moving forward with the program. I do know that there's a lot of, as you can understand, when you have a season like this, there's a lot of unhappy people right now. And, you know, so there's going to be changes on with the offensive coaches, defensive coaches, I'm sure. And then maybe also within the support staff as well. So a lot of moving parts. It's going to be a busy December probably in the Clemson football facility, as you know, because they got to not only make changes, you got to remember they got to finish out recruiting, and then you got the transfer portal coming up after that too. And there could be some changes within the football team as well, the personnel within the football team. So a lot of things are going to happen in that month of December. It's going to be a busy month after Thanksgiving.
So would you say it's safe to say that Tom Allen is safe because it's his first year, and he kind of made a bold statement a couple of weeks ago, hinting at the fact that he doesn't have the right type of guys?
I mean, I think Tom Allen, if Tom Allen wants to be here next year, is safe. I do think that. I don't think Dabo's going to, you know, want to make a change or there. You heard Dabo come out yesterday and say Tom Allen's doing a great job, and that, you know, he's think Tom's done a good job all year, and Dabo's taking the blame for the other things on himself. And, you know, we all know what those blames are and what positions that are struggling right now on that defense. And, you know, and so I think Tom Allen, me personally, I'll say Tom Allen is probably coming back. I don't think they're going to fire him after 1 year. You know, I think, you know, when I look at it, if Tom Allen is not back at Clemson, that's going to be a Tom Allen choice, not a Dabo Sweeney and Clemson choice, I don't think. But right now, if I'm a betting man, I would say Tom Allen would be coming back to Clemson next year as a DC. Yeah.
How outlandish do you think some of the fans are that are really upset with Dabo wanting a change at the top?
How outlandish is it? That's very outlandish. I think Dabo Sweeney is a two-time national championship coach. I don't need to tell you guys that. Mm-hmm. Dabo Sweeney has earned the right to get this fixed.
Yeah.
You know, he has earned that right. Now, if he can't get it fixed, then talk to me in a couple of years.
Sure.
Right? But right now, I think Dabo Sweeney has earned that right, and I think for any fan to sit there and think Dabo Sweeney needs to be fired or replaced as head coach is just ridiculous, in my opinion.
Will Vandervoort, the Clemson insider, joining us right here on The Fan Upstate. Now, getting into the piece that Jason wrote, was it yesterday evening, about Dabo Sweeney possibly being connected or tied with a SEC opening and, you know, mm-hmm. in Auburn and possibly another Southern school. I actually led the show with that article today and had all kind of different reactions from Clemson fans, some good, some bad, some telling me that I'm wasting a segment that, you know, that's just outlandish for you to even talk about. What can you tell mm-hmm. us on that for those that maybe didn't catch that first segment?
Well, I think what people should understand is just pay attention to what's going on. You know, let's be honest with what I'll just tell you what I can tell you what we know, what we were told. OK, and we were told this Saturday night while Auburn is losing to Kentucky. Keep in mind, Auburn hadn't even lost this game to Kentucky at the point. And a very good source for us told us that, you know, if the Auburn job and this other job that I won't name were to come open, then you need to watch out. And so I found that interesting. You take that for what it means. That's what we were told. So, you know, and so you got to pay attention to what does that mean? How does it mean? What does it mean?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do we go from here with that? And what does it mean for the future? And so what I'm saying about all that is we know there's going to be some changes, right? Are those changes coming from Dabo Swinney or are they coming from above? That's kind of what you got to put into play. And if it's not coming from Dabo Swinney, you got to understand, okay, is Coach Sweeney happy? Is this something he wants to do? And so we were kind of like, you know, kind of putting it in there from what we were told that, you know, we're not saying that was going anywhere or not. All we're saying is like, you know, he might be asked to do some things that Dabo Sweeney doesn't want to do. And is Dabo Sweeney going to want to stay at Clemson if that's the case? Or is he going to want to go somewhere and get a fresh start doing it his way? So there's a lot of dynamics you got to throw into what we're meaning here. And again, what our source is telling us here. And this is a really good source. It's been good to us. And this source is the one that told us that Wes Goodwin was leaving and was going to go to Oklahoma. Other people were saying Wes Goodwin's not going to Oklahoma. And we kept telling everybody he is. And where's Wes Goodwin at right now? Mm. He's at Oklahoma. And so this is a source that's pretty darn good. And so when this guy tells me to watch out and pay attention, then I'm going to watch out and pay attention. So it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Doesn't mean Dabo's a candidate for Auburn. We're not saying he is. All we're saying is just pay attention and watch out. And just, let's just see what plays out here as Auburn looks for a new head coach.
So you can confirm that the source is not the drive-thru worker at Chick-fil-A?
Yes, the source is not the drive-thru worker at Chick-fil-A. This is people we trust.
Gotcha. And you go, since we're going there, you go Chick-fil-A sauce or Polynesian sauce?
I go neither. I go mayonnaise. Oh. That's all I go.
That is a bad answer. Let me ask you this. Something you just said, Dabo Swinney, and it's in that piece from Jason as well on the Clemson Insider. Dabo Swinney willing to make changes that he's not comfortable making that maybe a board of trustees member or somebody above Dabo wants him to make. Can you explain that at all and what kind of changes? I mean, a lot of people assume he's already getting rid of the OC. What other changes could there be?
Well, there could be other changes within the coaching staff, within the support staff. There could be changes just the way, you know, listen, Coach Sweeney has built this program his way. Okay, let's start and make sure people understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, and so Dabo has built it the way he wanted it built. He's won that way. He's had success this way. You know, I can understand if somebody's coming in and telling Dabo Sweeney how to do his job, that's not going to go well, right? I mean, It wouldn't for anybody who's done really good at their job. Somebody coming in and saying, hey, you need to be better. You know, somebody who's not maybe a football person telling them how to run his program. That's what it means. And we see this happen at other places, and Clemson's not immune to this happening either. And so, you know, that is what kind of what we're kind of implying. And again, we're just saying, hey, pay attention to everything. So it's going to start with whatever changes are made and how they're made. And if Coach Sweeney is on board, or you know, it, or if they allow Dabo to do it his way, it's still, you know, because here's something that nobody knows is, like, if Dabo, maybe Dabo is going to step back and take a look at his program and take a broad look and say, okay, I got to change some things. I got to fix some things. And maybe Dabo does it on his own, right? And makes these changes and makes his program better and goes back. Remember, you know, he mentioned it today. He talked about Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant reinvented himself after two bad seasons there in the late 60s and ended up going on to win a couple more national championships after that. And I think Dabo's kind of – if Dabo kind of goes that way, then I think everything – if he makes the changes and Dabo's there, Dabo stays at Clemson, as I know Dabo wants to do, you know, then everything stays, you know, everything, everybody's happy. But if Dabo doesn't want to make changes and somebody from the administration is kind of holding his feet over the fire saying, you got to, then what does that mean, you know, from that point going forward? It doesn't mean they're going to fire Dabo Sweeney. Don't get me wrong. Dabo Sweeney is not going to get fired at any point at Clemson. Right now in the immediate future, because Dabo, like we just said earlier, deserves the right to fix things.
Yeah.
And Clemson's going to allow him that opportunity to do that. However, if Dabo isn't happy with some of the changes he made, and we used Coach Leggett as an example of this, what happened, if you remember when Coach Leggett was let go at Clemson, very similar things. They came in and they told Coach Leggett how they wanted him to do some things. And if he didn't do it their way, he had 1 year to get it fixed, and if he didn't, he was out. Well, that's what happened. So we're kind of comparing it, like, you know, they may give Dabo an opportunity to fix it. He can probably do it his way, and if it doesn't get fixed, then maybe we talk later. Or they may, you know, they may say, hey, Dabo, we want you to do it this way, and Dabo doesn't want to do it. And then you see a situation like, you know, where Dabo could go somewhere else, you know.
Yeah.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, guys. Dabo Sweeney has been offered SEC jobs in the past, and he's turned them down. It's not like Dabo Sweeney has just never been offered a job at a major, other major conference other than Clemson.
Right.
He has. He's been offered a lot of jobs, and he's turned them down. And people are going to come after him again this year, and you're a fool if you don't think Dabo Sweeney's not going to look. In other words, not going to listen is what I mean.
Yeah. Will, what number do you think will be higher this offseason? The amount of transfer portal acquisitions coming into the program or the amount of coaches let go?
Okay. Can I do quick math in my head?
Absolutely. And I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but just, you know, those are two big topics of conversation. You know, who's going to get canned, because there's somebody going to get canned. And Dabo, to your point, changing his ways a little bit and bringing in more transfer portal guys.
Well, there could be – I can see where there's still going to be more portal guys, because I think Clemson's going to get – they're going to go out and they're going to bring in 8 or 9 transfer portal guys. And I apologize for my dog back here whining, guys.
No, you're good.
It's not dinner time. They're messed up. It's all messing them up right now, this change of time.
Yeah.
But I can see about 6 to 7, you know, transfer portal guys. So I'm going to say it could be a push.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it could be a push, you know, if you hold my gun to it and you're saying you got to make a bet, then I'm going to go under – because I think you're gonna, I think you set the number at 7,
okay,
for transfer portal guys, and I would say you go under if you're telling me how many coaches, but not by much, maybe could be the change. So, you know, we'll see. We got 4 more weeks of football to go. You know, anything can happen in college football, as we know. Things can change in a month's time, but I do know some things are going to change at the end of the season. There's going to be some change within the program, and you know, we'll just see what that is as it plays out. Do we know totally what those changes are? Like, you know, like, oh my goodness, this is it. This is definitely going to happen. No, we don't know those, but we got an idea of what possibly could come down the pipe later on.
Will, you're the best, man. As always, appreciate the heck out of you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you later.
Will Vandervoort, the Clemson insider. Really good stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.